It's a real pleasure to have my dear friend Joanne Folletta with me in our WHRO Norfolk studio. She is in town for a fabulous concert that's coming up tomorrow night with the Virginia Symphony. It's Hale Storck at 85. Joanne Folletta, you have known Adolphus Hale Storck for a long time. When did you first meet?
Well, actually, it was a really very powerful just set of six circumstances that we both came to Norfolk at around the same time, 91.
Yeah.
He to be teaching at Norfolk State and then ODU, and I came for the symphony. And I remember the executive director said to me, well, we've just commissioned a fantastic piano concerto from one of the greatest composers in our country, and you're going to do it. And I was scared. I mean, this was my first big orchestra. I was really scared. And he said, his name is Dr. Adolphus Hale Storck. And it sounded to me like he must be like a very somber and serious person.
Adolphus Hale Storck.
Yes, I was worried about this.
And then met Dolph.
And then I met Dolph. And I saw the score of this piano concerto, which is a work of genius, I really feel.
Yeah,
so,
which you have recorded twice. You did
twice.
The Leon Bates original recording,
yes.
And then you did it with Stuart Goodyear, who's going to be your soloist tomorrow evening.
That's
at
right.
The concert. You've
That's
done a
right.
number of concerts with Stuart. He's been in town.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, you guys go back as well. But it's, you know, one of those programs where it just says, thank you, Dolph, for all you've done, and here's a sampler of your wonderful music. You know, we talked with
yes.
him about his career, but didn't get too much into the individual pieces. Now, you're going to start with the fanfare on Amazing Grace, which is an amazing
yes.
piece of music, and then An American Port of Call. Now, that's one written here for Hampton Roads because
yes.
we are the American Port of Call.
Absolutely. And that had to be on this program, Ray. I really thought, and I love it. It's a supercharged piece, and it shows the bustle of our port, you know, and everything that goes on here and the liveliness here. So yes, I mean that's kind of putting us on the map when you think about it.
Yeah.
The city of Norfolk has a piece written about them.
We have the great Port of Call and, of course, the Piano Concerto number one we mentioned. Dolph has now written three of those. You've done two of them.
That's right.
And recorded that first one twice, as we mentioned. And Celebration, now that's a piece that kind of put Dolph on the map. That's with that when Paul Freeman did that with the Detroit Symphony, that was something of a sensation at the time. And it's still in print. And your recording is in print because then you recorded it with the
yes.
Virginia Symphony.
Yes, and it's a stunning piece. I mean, Dolph always says it's a little tricky. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, some of his music is quite hard, but it's brilliant. And he was commissioned to write that piece for the 200th anniversary of the U.S.
Right.
So I thought it's a nice connection.
We're about 250. For those who serve.
Well, we decided to put this on, and Dolph agreed that given our times, isn't it appropriate? Isn't
mm-hmm.
it a good thing for us to thank the people who take care of us, who
yeah.
keep us safe and keep us in our country, able to be happy here? So I think it really matters. And, you know, he was he served in the armed forces.
Yes.
So he agreed, and I think it's a very moving piece, and it has the Navy hymn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people will
audience
recognize.
Will definitely
yeah.
latch on to that when we did that, the Navy song
yeah.
during the recent Virginia International Tattoo. When we got to the Navy part, the crowd just roared.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the world's largest naval base right down
that's
the street
right.
from here. So that's a natural. You got Valerie Kaler going to be a narrator as well, the new host coming in
that's
for,
right.
for a performance today. And have you worked with Valerie before?
You know, I've not met her in person, but I've worked with her in that she's been playing both Virginia Symphony
right.
and Buffalo Philharmonic recordings all the time. And I reached out to her and said, well, you love the music of Adolphus Hale Storck. Here's your opportunity to meet him.
Uh-huh.
And she was so thrilled. I mean, he's so revered in our country.
Yeah.
So she's coming to be with us and kind of, be a little bit of a master of
Great.
Ceremonies.
Good to get you all together. Still Holding On. That's one of your next to last piece on the concert.
You know, I wanted to make sure I did some pieces that hadn't been played here, so that people would be hearing them for the first time. And this one, Dolph, was commissioned by Los Angeles Philharmonic.
Okay.
And it's a very, very moving piece. And I think the title gives you a sense of Dolph talking a little bit about his life, about the good times, the difficult times. And it's a piece that can be played alone, or it's part of his fourth symphony.
Ah, okay.
So it's the first movement of his fourth symphony, and he says it's kind of a tone poem on its own.
And you've got, of course, the great Norfolk State University chorus joining in, because this concert's going to be over at the Wilder Center on the Norfolk State University campus. I've seen some great orchestras over there. Saw the Israel Philharmonic a few years ago.
I did too.
Coming in for the Arts Festival. Have you done many concerts over at Wilder?
Yes, I actually love the acoustics there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a beautiful hall. It's a hall with it that has a kind of intimacy, but also grandness too.
Yeah.
And it always reminds me of a kind of European concert hall. I really love it there.
And of course, it's appropriate because when Dolph came into town, you know, he was faculty at Norfolk State University for a number of years before moving across the town to Old Dominion University.
Yes.
So it's kind of returning to some of his roots as well here in Hampton Roads. Done Made My Vow. That's going to be the last work on the program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's the ending movement of a larger piece that has vocal as well. And we wanted to get the chorus of the school to be a part of this. So they are singing the final words of that work, which is really, it's a piece about strength. It's about never giving up and working hard. And part of that, I think, is something that comes right from Dolph's own life.
It's wonderful how things work in cycles, and how with this concert, it's kind of all coming back together. That piano concerto that kind of puts you two together, the Norfolk State connection, the 250th birthday of the country, you as conductor emeritus of the Virginia Symphony, always welcome on the concert stages around here. And I like the fact that everything just kind of gels and comes together and makes for a spectacular evening. It's going to be and it's a one-off concert, by the way. It's not one of these where it's going to be in different places. You got to, you know, be there or be square,
that's
as the
right.
old saying used
that's
to be.
Right.
And it's going to be tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the L. Douglas Wilder Performing Arts Center at Norfolk State. Governor Wilder is still very much with us as well. He's about as old as Dolph, and still a very vibrant figure in Virginia history. So you got some music, you got some history, you've got a great location, you got your old orchestra that you still play with. When I announce you on the air, sometimes I say, and Joanne Folletta and her other orchestra, the Virginia Symphony, or if it's Buffalo, I'll say her other orchestra, the Buffalo Philharmonic. And of course, you're in demand all around the world, so you're always traveling. Your frequent flyer miles must be fantastic.
Wow. But this is very special for me, Ray, and you know, you're part of it in a very real sense. But it's a coming together of friends.
This special concert celebrating Adolphus Hale Stork's 85th birthday is coming up on Thursday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wilder Performing Arts Center at Norfolk State University. It features the Virginia Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta, with pianist Stuart Goodyear and the Norfolk State University Chorus. You can find more details at vafest.org.